And recording.
All right.
What you're hearing is the sound of our new puppy, Hades, chewing on the head of a poor squeaky monkey. Is it getting to you?
It is, actually. Just because we're trying to talk.
You know,
it's weird because I feel like the first like week that she had that toy, she couldn't get that sound out of it.
And then you showed her. You showed a man how to fish.
Teach a dog how to make a squeak.
Yeah, and she'll squeak for life.
And she'll squeak for the village.
Yeah, that's the expression.
That is the expression.
Well, I'm just going to kind of do a tug of war with her.
So we're going to do this through her fucking insanity period. Just to those listeners out there, nobody warned us that
about
dogs
zoomies.
Go fucking crazy, like puppies go fucking crazy for like at least an hour a day. It's pretty amazing. I can't wait until she's just sort of old and sad, you know. Just sort of sits there.
Yeah.
You know, only gets the, you know, doesn't get up off the couch, gets the occasional pet.
Nope. Okay, good. She grabbed the
Maybe
other
side
of
the Maybe we have some kids. She feels dejected.
I don't think that's what happens with dogs. I think if we had kids, hey, it's too close to my hand. She would be excited that, you know, there were little kids.
She'd probably fucking want to fight them.
No, I don't think Whoa. That's... Oh. She's about to find the squeak again.
Up there it is. And we've got squeak. Once she gets the squeak, she never lets go.
Yeah. Anyway.
So we're going to... We're What episode is this?
This is episode five. We've seen two of my movies.
Jesus.
I mean,
we've seen
five of my movies.
Fucking more of
your... Or four. And two of yours.
Tonight's my motherfucking night.
Tonight's your night. For once.
And why don't you tell the people out there your shame?
Okay. Well, I used to watch...
How long are the cookies supposed to
Babe,
be?
Babe, I set the timer. It's fine.
I'm just making sure that we don't fuck that up, you know?
My shame is that I used to watch porn in the living room, you know, when it was like blurry, but you could sometimes make out people on the screen. And I would do it, and my parents would be in the other room, and I'd just quietly be, like, rubbing on the couch and just watching it. And then if they came in the next room, I would flick the channel.
You were flicking your channel.
I wasn't, actually, because I didn't really know what was going on. I was just like, this feels weird and good.
Yep, that's pretty much
sex. Is that the shame you were... Yeah. Is that the shame you were asking about?
No, no. Yeah, you know, I feel like our ratings are plummeting with each squeak.
I think this is what the people want.
No, but your shame of not having seen Escape from New York.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I kind of have seen little pieces of it, but I haven't properly seen this movie.
I mean, look, there's a world in which I forgive you for that. It's not like it's...
Is it this world?
It's another dimension, but I know that it exists.
Yeah.
It's not like it's Terminator 2. Terminator 2 was just a flagrant foul on your part. This dog is fucking amazing. What are you doing?
She's amusing herself.
I swear I have a series of video succession of pictures that make it look like she's breakdancing, like she's straight up just backspinning, because when she gets on her back and she starts flipping around...
Uh-huh.
And it just reminds me of breakdancing. Those are the cookies. Go.
I'm going. Tell the people at home what's going on with you right now.
What's going on with me? Oh, God. I don't know.
You're the famous one. Tell them about your life. That's what they want.
What's going on with me? I'm chilling. I just finished putting together the score album for Fonzo, or what was formerly known as Fonzo and is now known as Capone. Oh, she's got the slippers. That's my she's got my UGG. Yeah, that's right. I wear UGGs, motherfuckers. They're comfortable slippers. I'm open to suggestions, though. Write in Emily and suggest.
We have an email address.
I know, you told me.
Damn.
I was disturbed.
You were disturbed to find out? I mean, people have written us. Hold on. Okay,
she's on one. She is on one. There she is. I guess that they must make these toys squeak because it simulates a kill, right?
I don't know. You can, some, I'm sure, listen, what I've discovered after getting my first dog, which is Hades, our dog, is that everybody who has a dog is a fucking expert. And I know that sounds bitchy, and it is, a little bit, but I only, yeah, it's like when you have a kid and everybody's like, oh, you're not supposed to do that. Except people have been nicer. I mean, people have commented and told me to get like a different leash or a different thing or whatever, and that's fine. I actually do appreciate it because I'm.
Shout out to who, the day we got the dog, sent me some of the most terrifying articles about pit bulls. If she could see the dog right now, I would. Look at this little fucking cutie. Yeah, she basically sent me articles like your pit bull is like a murderous time bomb that's gonna destroy you.
Well, Time Magazine published an article about, you know, pit bulls.
Oh, I know. She sent it to me.
So a lot of people think that, but then of course there's all the pit bull advocates.
Padvocates. Pit.
No, sweetie.
Bullvocates.
No, they're very sweet dogs. They used to be called nanny dogs.
Oh, shit. I got to take this real quick. Sorry. Hey.
Okay, Jamie's on the phone here, blah, blah, blah. And now back to the podcast. Okay. We're back.
Listen, without further ado, I'm going to expose you to a formative film of my childhood. And
it's interesting that we escaped New York.
We did escape from New York.
We did escape New York.
We escaped. Yeah, this is an important movie. This is, this is John Carpenter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He directed this movie?
Directed it, scored it. Huge influence on me as a musician. I didn't even know until years later that he was scoring these films. I just was like, these fucking music and these films are incredible when I was just a kid.
Mm-hmm. Is it Kurt Russell?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Kurt motherfucking Russell at his fucking...
Hottest.
At his hottest, which is what I was going to say.
Snake Plissken.
Mm-hmm. Snake motherfucking Plissken, Kurt motherfucking Russell, Escape from motherfucking New York.
Let's
do this shit. And if you don't like it...
Pit motherfucking bull. The chocolate motherfucking cookie.
The prenup is still real. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think this is in the prenup.
I double-checked, and the prenup does not say anything about the movie Escape from New York. Now, without further ado, please enjoy us watching the movie Escape from New York and talking over it, as we do. That's what this podcast is. Spoilers ahead.
The fuck are you doing?
Does this volume work?
No. Out.
Where's the remote that actually controls the volume?
Why, it's too loud?
It was a little loud.
Alright, we'll see. We'll play it by ear here.
Okay, so let me just have that remote.
It's a great opening.
Just kidding. Shh. You
back
sh-
up off me.
Shut up.
This is my movie. Come on.
Damn, Deborah Hill. Who's that?
Love her work. Best producer of 80.
Best producer of 80?
It was a joke. 1980.
Oh.
Lee Van Cleef. Ernest motherfucking Borgnine.
Who is that? Do you know who that is?
Fat Jolly Man. Donald Pleasance.
He's a pleasant guy. Fucking man.
Very pleasant.
Ooh, Isaac Hayes.
Isaac Hayes is in this motherfucker too.
And this was before he was in Scientology. Presumably.
Special appearance by Season Hoobly.
All of these names are so funny.
Tom Atkins.
Now that's a classic American name.
Great name.
Charles Cyphers. Oh, Harry Dean Stanton.
Harry Dean Stanton as Brain.
Hell yeah.
Come on, man. It's already classic.
And
Adrienne Barbeau.
Only one woman in the movie.
Basically, only one woman in the movie.
Yeah.
Dean Cundey is a cinematic legend. Almost as good as production designer Joe Alves.
Don't forget about Todd Ramsey. Yeah, he edited this film.
In association with Alan Haworth.
Haworth.
Haworth. Barry Bernardi.
Associate Barry. Producer.
Nick Castle.
Written by with John Carpenter. Larry
Produced Frank? By Larry Franco.
Oh. Went in a different direction there. And produced by Deborah Hill.
Deborah Hill.
Motherfucking Deborah Hill joint.
Directed by John Carpenter, the legend. This is one of the movies that made him the legend, man.
You know what did make him the legend? This is 1980.
This takes place in the future of 1988. The crime rate in the United States rises 400%.
Oh, Manhattan Island.
The once great city of New York becomes the one maximum security prison for the entire country. A 50-foot containment wall is erected along the New Jersey shoreline, across the Harlem River, and down along the Brooklyn shoreline. It completely surrounds Manhattan Island. All bridges and waterways are lined. The United States Police Force, like an army, is encamped around the island. There are no guards inside the prison, only prisoners and the rules they have made. The rules are simple. Once you go in, you don't come out.
Yeah, that's simple. Say no more, lady.
1997. Damn.
Okay, so it was the future of 1980, 17 years in the future.
17 years in the future. It was already several years in the future. The fucking Brooklyn Bridge.
How did they, I mean, that's obviously like a backdrop or computer generated.
No, that wasn't, it's just backdrop.
But that's not a real helicopter.
No, it's like a little model helicopter.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's all practical effects.
A fun fact is that a pre-Terminator James Cameron was on the special effects team responsible for making Escape from New York look as high-tech as possible without much of a special effects budget. And I think they did a great job.
There he is. Oh, shit.
You will elect this option, notify the duty sergeant in your processing area.
You can choose to be killed and cremated.
Just on the spot.
Instead of going to New York.
Yep.
Hold it.
This is how America sees New York.
Yeah. You know how people sometimes, like, obviously there's tons of transplants in New York, and sometimes when people leave, they'll write an essay that's like, why I'm leaving New York.
Mm-hmm.
I just imagined an essay, like a prisoner going there and being like, why am I choosing to be cremated instead of going to New York? it's a sketch idea. So make a note of that.
Noted. Lee Van Cleef, he's a legend. This dude is like, can I smoke in every scene?
You think that was his personal choice? The actor's choice?
Yeah.
He was like, I'm pretty sure this character would be smoking in every scene, at every moment.
Transmission 10 minutes ago.
Is he wearing an earring?
No, an earpiece.
Oh.
It's too late, asshole. All your imperialist weapons and lives can't save it now. We're going down. We're going to crash.
David 14, acknowledge. Pope's coming in, sir.
I don't understand what's happening.
There's a plane that's like going down over New York. They don't know who's on it. It's the president.
Damn.
Yep.
How did they not know that, though?
It was unregistered. It was supposed to be secret.
Tell this to the workers when they ask where your leader went. We, the soldiers of the National Liberation Front of America, in
Oh, it's an Apple Watch.
We put this giant calculator watch on your arm in case you need to pretend to do a math equation in random social events.
He's wearing an earring. He does have an earring.
Oh, he, maybe... maybe
she's also a very funny character choice. Just like a little gold hoop.
Fucking synth work on this score is just so ill.
Yeah, very subtle, low rumbles and tones. So the president is AWOL?
Yeah, he's shot out in his escape pod.
Oh, it was shot down? Is what you're saying?
The plane went down, but the escape pod...
Oh, look, it's Rufio.
...popped him out.
To catch you up, the president's plane has just been hijacked, and then the plane, as well as the escape pod holding the president, both go down over Manhattan. So now, the police, led by Lee Van Cleef, a.k.a. Hawk, are on the ground looking for him, where they encounter my favorite character, Romero, played by Frank Doubleday, and he is who we are talking about.
Looks like Steve Buscemi, kind of, or Beetlejuice.
It's Buscemi juice. That dude's awesome. This is Bob. That earring is so distracting.
We can, if we move in with choppers, they'll kill him.
Oh, wait, do they get Kurt Russell to try to rescue the president? Is that what's going to happen?
You're goddamn right it is.
He's dangerous, sir. I know. I'll be okay.
Damn.
He also has his own shadow. Later, years later, Steven Seagal would employ that technique to hide his fat.
It's a pretty good technique. Pretty effective.
It's cool how they let him keep his leather jacket, though, even though he's in prison.
It was an accident. About an hour ago, a small jet went down inside New York City. The president was on board.
President of what?
That's not funny, is it? You go in.
I think it's pretty funny.
Find the president, bring him out in 24 hours, and you're a free man.
Pretty nice tank top, too.
Try this tank top. It's Lycra. Yo, the birds outside are wilding out. What the fuck?
It's a little bird brigade. Bird brigade.
Bird brigade?
It's a little bird brigade.
It's a little bird brigade. Yes, sweetie.
Bird brigade. Okay. They're having a time out there. And you know what? Good for them. Talking about time management, huh? Right.
Yeah. That's it for the cookies, huh?
Yes.
Motherfucker.
They lasted a long time. It was like the Hanukkah of cookie dough.
2 days. 3 days, maybe?
3 days.
Master life clock.
It's pretty big.
That was a style back then.
Yeah, they didn't predict that in the future everything would become smaller.
To them, that was small. It's a fucking clock on his wrist. Huh. It's pretty small.
I mean, they had watches back then that were smaller than that.
You don't know what was happening back then. You weren't even alive. It was a crazy time, sweetie.
Pliskin.
He ain't Pliskinin'.
It took me a second. It's funny, sweetie.
Yeah, thank you.
So what's the game plan here? Where is he going to start? How is he going to find the president? I feel like at the end of the movie, these two are going to be best friends. You know? They're really going to forge a friendship and an understanding over this whole situation.
I don't know about that. Let's watch. Come on. I want to watch.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
I want a gold watch.
You have a gold watch.
I want another.
Okay. Here's my puppy. Did they film any of this movie in New York?
I honestly don't even know.
The answer is that New York was too expensive to shoot in, so with the exception of 2 days on Liberty Island, the majority of the filming was done in St. Louis, which perfectly suited the needs of the production because there had recently been a massive fire downtown that made the landscape look, quote, vacant and dead. Now back to the movie. Snake Plissken has just landed his glider on the top of the World Trade Center, and now he is walking in some underground theater looking for answers.
I love that theater is still thriving.
Mm-hmm.
And that everybody looks like they're in Oliver.
There's Ernest Borgnine. Or Borgnine.
Those facial expressions. I thought he was animatronic when I first saw him sitting there. Everybody looks like a Mary Poppins chimney sweep.
To me, anyway.
What?
Hey, you're Snake Plissken, ain't you?
How does he know who he is?
Hey,
he's, I don't know, he's don't sort of a running joke. Snake? He's famous.
But, like, from what? How did
from his fucking crimes or whatever. People know what he did.
And they know what he looks like?
Yes.
All right, calm down.
Well, I mean, you know, the fuck? They know who he is. What?
Nothing.
What did you say?
Watch the movie.
Oh, sounded like you said something.
No, the dog was snoring.
Really? The dog's over there.
Yeah, she throws her voice.
Whoa.
Oy vey, no. Ugh. Classic. Bunch of dudes passing around a passed out girl, and Snake Plissken walks right on by. Not concerned about what's happening there. Because it was the 80s.
Also known as the rapies. Yeah. There's a lot of rape.
Why do they sound like bowling pins when he hits them? Was that guy alerting everybody to the fact that Snake was out there?
I don't think so.
I think he was.
They did go right past him. So
I think maybe not.
You got a smoke?
Is this the one credited woman in the movie?
Oh.
That cop. An asshole.
So self-aware.
Here is where Snake meets and talks to a woman while hiding out in a chock full of nuts. She tries to kiss him and then is inexplicably and immediately pulled through the floor.
Oh my god. What the fuck?
That's that immediate karmic payback for being a slut. That's
yeah,
in the
right.
80s. If you were a slut in the 80s in a movie,
yep.
You almost immediately, someone burst through the floor and pulled you into hell.
Yeah, damn. That's, I mean.
It's just one of those things that happens.
It's just one of those things that happens in real life, too.
Your generation probably doesn't remember that.
No.
You're from a different generation.
But I think we all lost a lot of women in our lives that way.
It was a tough time.
Yeah, for all of us.
Where are you going, buddy?
Sweetie, you're not watching.
I am.
No, you really weren't.
I saw, it's that guy with the animatronic face. I was going to say, that face. Sorry, I'm just trying to find one emoji to send to my cousin. Jesus Christ. I couldn't find the one I wanted.
Yes.
It's the one that has the little water drip coming. It's like a laughing face with a little water drip from the top corner of the face. I think we've all felt that way, and you can understand why I would need to express myself that way. This guy, I was just thinking, like, he had to be in movies because that face is so unreal to me, the way
it's
his
Ernest
face looks.
Borgnine, he's famous. He's
no, I know, famous. But like, what would he do if he hadn't become an actor?
He'd be a cabbie.
No.
He'd be a crazy uncle.
Yes. I mean, he probably was a crazy uncle. I'm just saying his face is just so... It's incredible. It's incredible.
It's good. Let's watch it.
Okay. So let's just watch the movie. Okay.
Hmm? Mom?
Hmm? Nothing.
I definitely heard that. No. Something was...
It was the birds, probably.
It didn't sound like a bird. I don't know. It
reminds me of the...
Hey, Snake, when'd you get in? I didn't even...
Is it in Total Recall where there's the, like, animatronic...
Yeah, the Johnny Cab dude, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it made me think of.
It does remind me of that. It's true.
So... I made a connection between this movie and one of your other favorite movies.
I had almost said that earlier, too.
No, you didn't.
That's the funny thing.
But the thing is that you
didn't
say it.
But I didn't think that you would even think about that.
Yeah, well, you don't know.
I underestimated
you. You don't know anything about me, okay?
Well, why didn't you ask me? Hell, I know everybody in this town. Yes, sir, I've been driving this cab for 30 years. This very same cab.
I'm gonna ask you.
Where's the president?
Where's the president?
Ha! Huh?
The Duke got him.
Nice.
Everybody knows the Duke's got him. The Duke of New York, eh, number one? The big man, that's who.
Is it Isaac Hayes? Yeah. I'm fucking killing it. Rap. Drop a rhyme.
Rapping time. Going through the streets. Ernest Borgnine, gonna get the president in a cab. Walking with the guy who was in the cab.
Yeah.
Usually I don't leave her alone at all.
That would be a cool sample, though. Think it's been done?
A special case, Snake.
Sounds like Safety Dance.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what Safety Dance is?
Mm-mm.
Men Without Hats?
Mm-mm.
I actually do know that song, but I didn't know what it was called. And I don't really think it does sound like that song. Okay, back to the movie.
Is that where the Duke is? I feel like he caved pretty quickly.
You can relax.
Well, I guess he did have a gun to his
he
head.
He did have a gun.
Thanks.
It looked like he just turned the music off on his watch.
Yeah, it was just an alarm.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is she in?
She's in a lot of shit.
You're listening.
He wants to see brain.
But she was also in, later in life, she was in Carnival.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But she, wasn't she in The Fog? Which is also a John Carpenter movie.
Was she in The
Fog?
She was in The Fog. Yes, she was.
Which is not a good movie, but...
It wasn't a great movie.
No. Anyway. Yeah.
Carpenter worked with the same people a lot.
Well, that's great. I appreciate that.
What do you want to know?
I want it.
Working for the man now, huh?
And I'll just beat it out of your squeeze.
Maggie doesn't know exactly where he is, and unless you know exactly, precisely where he is, you'll never find him.
I'll just beat a woman.
That's definitely what he suggested.
Listen, I'll take you out of here.
Harry Dean Stanton was always old, incidentally.
They always were smart, Harold.
Just one thing right now. Don't call me Harold.
Got a kind of different thing going on here. People calling me brain. So they think I'm pretty smart around here. Please don't fuck it up. I cannot get over how expressive his face is. It's just like he seems like out of a different time.
He is out of a different time.
I guess you're right. He seems like he should be, I'm trying to think, in like the Honeymooners or something.
In the New York Times obituary for Ernest Borgnine, they describe the 1950s as the decade of the common man and reference the character Ralph Cramden from The Honeymooners, as well as Borgnine's character Marty Paletti from the movie Marty, for which he won the Academy Award for Best Actor in 1955. All of which is to say that my observation was on point.
Cowbell, baby. Oh shit, look at that car! That's
chandeliers.
Amazing! It's so sick. Chandelier car, yeah. Driving in the chandelier car. Chandelier
traffic
on the outside.
Chandelier traffic jam. All of a sudden, this mad motherfucking car.
Yes. Scientology.
What does he want?
He wants my diary on the bridge. When he finds out I'm doing, he's gonna want my life.
So what's going on right now is that Brain has agreed to help Snake infiltrate the Duke's camp to get the president in exchange for Snake getting Brain and Maggie off the island. Also, the Duke wants Snake's diagram of the 69th Street Bridge, which is supposed to be the 59th Street Bridge, so that he can lead a mass escape, which doesn't totally make sense because then he'd just be in Queens, which is also an island. But who knows, maybe he has a spot in the Hamptons he's trying to get to. Anyway, back to the movie.
They said the 69th Street Bridge. It's supposed to be the 59th Street Bridge. Ooh. There's a head on a pike. Just like the real Broadway.
If I were him, I would have driven more than 4 miles an hour.
You know, he's the expert, babe. It scared me. Yes. Great sound effects.
Yeah.
Also great hair work by Kurt Russell.
Yeah, Russell Crowe.
Damn, Isaac Hayes is so skinny in this.
Yeah. I think I feel like that guy's nodding off.
Okay.
In the helicopter just now.
Oh.
This is cutting edge computer
it
graphics.
It looks awesome. The graphics really look cool.
Let me take a little break for a second.
Now we're going to take a brief intermission, so feel free to grab some snacks or a drink or whatever. And we're back.
Am I loco?
You okay. Heard me.
Yes. Yes, I'm loco. Next question. You ready to finish this movie, dog? Dog.
I'm ready, dog. Let's do this.
Anything you want to say?
I think it's been a stressful time for Snake.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think he's under a lot of duress. All right, ready?
Yeah. Last we saw Snake, he was just cold clocked by fucking Isaac Hayes.
And you know, Isaac Hayes' right-hand man is this weird Peter Pan looking dude who has really great, just like,
great
stage
hair.
Presence.
Great hair, I think. Is what.
Oh, shit. Yeah, he has great hair, but just like the things he does with like his hands.
Guess you didn't know that Snake had a...
Had a snake
a
tattoo?
A cobra tattooed on his belly.
It's pretty intense and bad. I love this dude's vibe. I really do. That tattoo is really bad.
At least he finally got rid of that shirt, you know?
Shirt was good. Shirt worked for him.
Shirt good. Shirt work. Shirt work for Snake. Shirt good.
Okay, sweetie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what language that... What accent that was.
No. Okay, now that tattoo is so distracting. It looks like a question mark.
It does look like a question mark. The question is, whose ass is he gonna beat?
Oh, they're sending him in to like fight? There's like a fighting, like a gladiator type thing?
No, I think they're just gonna just sort of meet in this box with the ropes around it. Oh. This dude looks like fucking Karnoff.
I don't know who that is.
It's a Nintendo reference.
Oh my god, yeah.
Damn, this dude looks amazing. Forgot about him.
It always happens in these movies that the underdog hero goes up against a guy that he couldn't possibly beat because he's so much bigger and the favorite. And then somehow, the underdog always pulls it out.
It's like you versus the world, sweetie.
Yeah.
You're the Snake Plissken of your life.
Absolutely. And you're that bald guy with the fucking earring, just yapping in my ear all the time, trying to tell me what to do and trying to keep me down.
Yeah, I'm definitely doing that. The problem with this guy, this giant sweaty guy, is his back hair. It's really hard to fight someone with greasy back hair.
Yeah, it is hard. Can you dig it? So they're saying that whoever wins is still going to have their head on a stake? Is that?
Well, they're pretty much just threatening Snake, I think. Also, I'm just going to point out...
Hold on. Yeah, what would you like to point out?
Isaac Hayes.
Sorry.
Isaac Hayes is... He's not that great an actor at all.
And certainly not in this. I'm trying to think. What else is he in? Shaft?
He was in a Cocoon.
I never saw that.
No, I'm kidding. He wasn't in Cocoon. Oh. Goonies.
He's not in Goonies.
He played the Asian kid.
Shut up. What else is he in?
He hasn't been in shit. He's been in this.
He was great in South Park.
South Park is a voice, yes.
I know. He was so good on South Park. Was he in Shaft? Or did he just
Isaac
do the
Hayes
soundtrack?
May have made an appearance in Shaft, but he was not a star Shaft. He definitely did the soundtrack. Okay, let's go.
That dude deserved an Oscar.
I'm talking about Frank Doubleday.
You know who else he looked like? He looked like the cab driver
from Scrooged.
So, just an original thought that I had.
Yep.
Just some insight I thought I'd share.
So, you're right.
Yeah.
We're really in tune here.
We're really on the same wavelength. I feel like in this scene, Kurt Russell is so like out acting this guy that he's fighting against. Like Kurt is like throwing his body around. He's like, "Whoa, oh my God, this hit!" And the guy is literally so mechanical. Like the way he's just like, "Rawr." Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Snake, 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 snake. A lot of hair acting by Kurt Russell in this movie.
I think I'm going to try and rock my hair like that.
You should, sweetie.
He really did have beautiful hair.
He had really nice hair. Just very floppy and 70s feathered. I feel bad for this actress. She has, like, no lines.
Her tits do the talking, sweetie. They really do.
Oh.
Oh.
Who's that?
Car trouble? Car trouble?
Car trouble?
Car trouble?
Car trouble?
Car trouble?
Car trouble?
Car trouble?
Okay, so after winning his death match, Snake Plissken, along with Brain and Maggie, now have to make their way across the 69th Street Bridge with the help of Cabby and with the Duke hot on their tail. Let's see what happens.
Oh, shit. The 69th Street Bridge?
Yep.
But it's hard to replace those chandeliers on the car if you get into a crash or something.
It is. A cab just blew up directly in half.
It really did, just like it would in real life. What just happened?
Harry Dean Stanton just got fucking blown into the air.
Oh.
So now, Brain is dead.
We'll give her one line. She can say the name of the man that she was attached to.
She had a couple lines early. She's emoting. She's powerful. But, I mean, honestly, look at that.
No, I know. Her boobs are crazy.
This guy's done nothing but fucking run around.
And smoke cigarettes. Yes, he's holding a cigarette. I think so. Oh my god, that phone.
This phone is incredible. It's like a ski boot with an antenna.
It does look like a ski boot. Oh shit. Looks like he escaped from New York. Oh no! He had almost escaped. Oh fuck. Oh damn. The president?
And here is where the president goes absolutely ham while shooting at the Duke.
Damn, Donald Pleasance. A little fucking reactionary there.
But, you know, they did put him in a wig.
They did.
And they did shoot at him and make him say shit, so.
Yeah.
You know.
I guess I get it.
Thanks to Snake, the president is now safely out of Manhattan, and he's preparing to give a speech to the world leaders. But first, Snake wants to ask him something. Wonder what it could be.
We did get you out. A lot of people died in the process. I just wondered how you felt about it.
Well, I want to thank them. This nation appreciates their sacrifice.
Does he kill the president?
You gonna kill me now, Snake?
I'm too tired.
I'm gonna rip your earring out.
And here is where Snake Plissken has the last laugh.
Although I shall not be present at this historic summit meeting, I present this in the hope that our great nations may learn to live in peace.
Oh, he gave him the wrong tape? Feels like they should have had more than one copy of that tape, you know? All right. But yeah, that's kind of silly. Like, why would the president...
Susan Hubley was the girl in Chock Full of Nuts.
Who?
The girl who got pulled into the ground.
What's her name?
Susan Hubley.
Everybody's got really great names in this movie.
Garrett Bergfeld.
But sweetie, I was in the middle
Richard
of...
Richard Constantino. Come on. Robert John Metcalf.
I was trying to say something.
You sure you don't want to talk? Tobar Mayo. Huh? Come on, baby.
Lonnie won.
Dale House.
A Wally Taylor.
What about James O'Hagan?
Or Bora Silva.
Tony Pamphonfuss.
Okay. Buck Flower.
Buck, this is it. Al Carulio,
Oxbaker. Lomone, wait.
Hold on a second. Lomone Spectacular?
Lomone.
What the fuck?
Hold on.
Dale House. Bob Marner.
Tom Lillard.
James O'Hagan.
Carmen Philby.
Tony Pappenfuss. Buck Flower.
Buck Flower is a really good name.
Talk about
Lomone Spectacular.
Lomone. What? Lomone Spectacular.
Oh, it was a dancer. It was a dancer, so that makes sense. Dick Warlock. Do you see?
Motherfucking Dick Warlock.
Okay. Really
amazing.
Great names.
Yeah.
Just a...
Eddie Heiss.
Ted
Roy
White.
Don Clark. Damn.
Chip Fowler.
Peggy Brotman.
Okay, we have to stop. This is not entertaining.
Doug Olav. Doug Olivares.
Look. Oh, Claudia.
Frank Ruttencutter.
Claudia with spaces in between.
Good lord.
Okay.
Man, I could sing these credits all day.
They're really good. It was a good movie. I really like it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so low budget.
Pretty great.
Yeah. I'm glad you like it. It proves to me that I chose you correctly.
Sweetie, the movies that I like should not determine that.
Well, they didn't, obviously, because this is after we got married.
Yeah. So I think I've made my point. You proved your point. I think we all have learned something.
Take this fucking lap, all right?
But let's just wrap this up.
Okay, let's wrap. Okay? And I'm going to win that one.
Go. Right? You go first.
No, you step your rap game up. Give me a little, give me a couple of bars.
Baby, no.
Sweetheart.
Babe, I can't.
This is a my mind is playing. Serious moment for us. You need to drop a couple
I can,
of bars.
I can sing a song, probably.
It's like
motherfucking Snake Plissken.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to save the president.
What's he gonna do?
Gonna save the president, like I said. So just let me sing my song. Don't interrupt. You still trying to interrupt me. And I'm trying to get some words out.
Okay.
You did it again. And you did it again. And it's really starting to piss me off.
I'm not interrupting you. I'm just sort of you know, cheering you on.
Motherfucking Harry Dean Stanton.
Uh-huh.
Played a character named Brain.
What's it about?
He had a girlfriend who only spoke like 5 times, and I feel bad for her. But her boobs were great.
They were great.
Her boobs were great.
So great, boobs.
She was on Carnival, and also in The Fog, yeah.
What's happening?
That's it.
Oh, it was good. I liked the song.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So are you going to rap now?
No, I rapped earlier. I was rapping all, I was singing a lot.
All
I'm
right.
I'm so tired.
Okay, well, I guess then this is the end of the this episode of the Panducto Quarantcast, which, listeners, I'm going to just go ahead and tell you, love to yawn in the middle of my outros every time.
Because I'm tired. It just reminds me. And it's over. All right, sorry.
I was trying to tell our dear listeners that it's like pulling teeth getting you to record these every single time. But I do it for them. Okay? So fucking like, review, and subscribe.
And I do it so that you'll stop pulling my goddamn teeth. Cause it's crazy when you do that.
It is crazy. All right.
Well,
and any final words?
I still love you, even though you've betrayed me so many times.
Okay. That's what you want to sign off on?
Yeah.
Okay. Signing off. Until next time. So
just it's never going to happen again.
It's going to happen again.
All right. Peace out.
Peace out indeed.
The Panducto Quarantcast is created by Jamie Moline and me, Emily Panic. Editing and production is by me. If you like the podcast, please rate, review, and subscribe. And thanks for listening. Okay, see you next time.